This morning we're going to talk about identity. We're going to ask some questions about our identity and make sure that we know what our identity should be. And what is your identity? And what would you want your identity to be? How would you want to be identified by others? How would you want to be identified by God? We want to talk about identity this morning. You have an identification card sometimes that has your identity on it. And the purpose of that card is to ensure that you are who you claim to be. Who that you say you are is to ensure that you are this person. It's the point of an identification card. We want to consider a little bit this morning about our life as being an identification card. Your life is your identification card. I don't know if you saw it in the news, but it's been in the news lately how that the government has had a backlog of requests for passports. Lots of people have requested it, and the government didn't have enough resources to get out all the passports. So they were just telling people, just take your paperwork showing where you requested your passport. Just take that whenever you travel to Canada or Mexico. Just take the request papers. You don't have the passport yet, but just take the request papers. And then, of course, rightly so, lots of people complain. These other governments, of course, they were right to complain and say, that doesn't prove anything. Request papers doesn't prove anything. Just because you send in a request is not the same thing as getting the authorization. It doesn't prove that they say who they are, that they are who they say they are. It doesn't prove that they're a legal citizen. Just the request papers is not the same thing. Just claiming to be something is not the same thing as having proof of your identity. And at work, I have a badge that I take that I wear. It gets me into the building. It shows that I'm an employee who works in that building. It shows that I'm authorized. It proves my identity. And we want to consider our life today as our identifiers, as an identity card. And an identity card has identifiers on it. We want to see what are the Christian identifiers. What are your identifiers? How do you identify yourself? What do you think about your identity? That's the first thing that we want to look at is how do we identify ourselves? When we think about ourselves, how do we identify ourselves? You know, you might think about there's some positive attributes that you have, some negative attributes that you have. We may have some identifiers about us that we don't like. Sometimes we may focus on that and think of that as who we are, and only focus on the things we don't like about ourselves. Or we may take the opposite. We may take something that we really like about ourselves and just think of ourselves in this way. We want to consider, how should we think about ourselves? How should we identify ourselves? Should it be by our appearance? Should we identify ourselves by the way we look? The way that other people see us? Today in our society, we place too much emphasis on appearance. Too much time. We spend too much time thinking about our clothes, or the color of our hair, or the style of our hair, what we wear, what we look like. Our society is just too involved in what people look like. And we get caught up in that as well. Is that the way we identify ourselves, by what we look like? We know that's not the way that we should identify ourselves. Back in 1 Samuel, where Samuel was sent to get David and anoint him as king, when David was just a young boy, he went to his father Jesse's house, and they brought several of the sons there before him. They brought the older son, and the Bible says he was thinking, surely this is God's anointed right here before me. But God said no. God says this in 1 Samuel 16:7, He says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." We're not to look at the outward appearance. We don't need to try to identify ourselves by our outward appearance. But we want to look at ourselves as God sees. But to look on our heart. Look in our hearts. Not an outward appearance. Not a stature, as it says here. Not on his outward appearance or the height of his stature. How big that this person is. Tall they are. But on the heart. That's the way God identifies us. He looks at our hearts. We might look and say our strength. We might want to identify ourselves by our strength, as they were looking at this person being tall of stature, the height of his stature and stature and his countenance. We might want to identify ourselves this way, by our strength. Maybe it's by our wisdom, by our own accomplishments, our own wealth, our own skills at something. This may be the way we try to find our identity. Is this the way that you try to identify yourself or find your identity in life? Is based on strength, your own strength, your own wisdom, maybe your own accomplishments that you have, your wealth, or your skills. It's important for us to know how to identify ourselves, how to look at ourselves and find identity. You know, that's an important thing when you're raising kids, is to give them their identity. As a parent, when kids are young, it's time then to make sure you instill in them who they are while you still have the opportunity to tell them who they are. We need to instill in our kids an identity of who they are, and don't let their friends, the world will try to give them an identity if we fail to. We need to make sure we're giving them the right identity and that we tell our kids who they are. You know, there's been people before who I've heard people say as they were living that that wasn't me. I knew that wasn't me. They were doing things that were wrong, and they would just say to themselves, they said, just kept coming back to me, "I knew that's not who my parents told me I was. I knew that wasn't me." And eventually they would pull out of this. We need to make sure that we tell our kids who they are and give them an identity of who we want them to be. Let them realize that's who they could be. And that's who they are. And God does the same for us. He wants to give us an identity. He wants to tell us who we are. And this morning we want to study some of these things and think about this. Do we listen to God for our identity? Do we have the right identity for ourselves? Do we put these identifiers that God would put on us, do we put that as primary on our list of identity, on our identification card? Would it be at the top? What would be at the top at our identification card? Maybe we identify ourselves by some membership to an organization, and we consider that to be primary importance to us, that we are members of some organization. All these things, they might be part of our identity, part of who we are. But it's not what God wants us to be known as Christians. We are to be members of a body, of an organization. We're to be members of the body of Christ. And what does that mean, to be members of the body of Christ? In two different places in the Bible where he talks about us being members, he says we're members one of another. And when he's describing that there's different members of the body of Christ, different people have different jobs, he says, but we are members one of another. That's part of our identity that God wants us to know. is that we are members of each other. We are all connected. We have a close connection with each other. And God wants us to know this and to have this identity that we share a connection with each other. That we're in the body of Christ, that we share with each other. We're part of each other. A close connection. And we're called to care for one another. To care about our brethren. Care about fellow Christians. That's part of our identity. But is that how we identify ourselves? We may identify ourselves not so much by an organization, not so much by the church, but as a particular follower of some man. A follower of some particular man. And we know this can be a problem. We don't need to read our identity. We don't need to trust our identity in someone else other than Christ, of course. We know that they had this problem in 1 Corinthians. We've read this before. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where he's first starting off and he greets them all, and then he starts telling them that he knows that there's problems and there's division. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, he says, "Now this I say, that every one of you said, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ." He said they knew there was divisions among them. And some of them were saying, "I'm of Paul." And others were saying, "Well, I'm of Apollos." And others, "I'm of Cephas." And some of them say, "I'm of Christ." He says, though, in verse 13, "Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" So this is Paul speaking to them there, telling them they shouldn't follow him. Don't group yourselves and consider yourselves as just a follower of me. Be of Christ. He says, "Was Christ divided? Was it Paul that was crucified? Were you baptized into Paul?" No, but they were baptized into Christ. They were crucified, and it was Christ that was crucified for them. So we need to see from this that we need to identify ourselves with Christ. That's who we need to say that we're of, but not to divide ourselves following after some other person. And that's what they were doing there. They were dividing themselves away from the other Christian brother by identifying with a person, by being a follower of some other person, finding their identity in some other person. That's not the way we should find our identity, but through Christ. They were more concerned with the preacher than with Christ. So let's make sure that our membership in the church is led by Christ. If that's where we're being led, is by Christ. Find our identity in that. Ephesians said of Christ, he says, "Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." The name of Christ. That's where we need to find our identity. Do we have that name on our life? On our identification card, would Christ's name be there? We see that his question above about were you baptized into Paul. We see from that how that we should be baptized in Christ. Not in the name of Paul, not in the name of someone else, but the name of Christ. We should be baptized into him, into Jesus. We should have his name on our life, on our identification card. Suppose, you know, we've been considering how do we identify ourselves, but how does other people identify? Suppose that the world, suppose some other people were asked to give a paragraph, just a short paragraph of who you are. What would be on there? If that paragraph was short, and it would, there may be many things that identify you, but what are the primary things that would make that paragraph? We're writing our biography today. We live our life. What would be written about us? What would be in that paragraph How would the world describe you? Would they put Christ on your identification card? Would they say that you're a spiritually minded person, considering spiritual things, thoughtful of spiritual things, that you were living for eternity? Is that how the world would identify you? Let's consider the people that work with you. How would the people that work with you, would they identify you? Would they call you a family? They might call you a family man. They might call you a company man. Would they identify you as a godly person? That's what we want to consider for ourselves. God would have us to live in such a way that the people that work with us, the people that are around us, would consider us a godly person. Is that your identity? Or your family? How would they identify you? How would they describe you in your interaction with them? Do you influence them towards God? Would they say of you that you're led by God in your life? In the way that you lead your family is a godly manner? What would your family say about you? How you interact with them? What about your friends? How would your friends identify you? How would they describe you? Would they say you're a constant reminder of Christ? That's what we would want. That's what we would want to be to them, a constant example of Christ before. Is that how we would be identified? I want us to look at our lives and consider, how would the world identify us? Consider what we need to do to put God on that identification. Make sure that we're identified with Him. Another question that we want to make sure that we get right, we want to make sure is right in our life, is how would God identify you? How does God identify you? Would He describe you as the sheep or the goat? Would He identify you as one of His own? We know we got the parables that Jesus gave about how the kingdom of heaven was going to be likened to these different judgments. And the judgment day would be likened to these different judgments where they're dividing the sheep from the goats. And dividing, and He has the unprofitable and the wicked. The wicked and unprofitable servant are the good and the faithful servant. How would God identify you? Would we be with the sheep? Would we be with the good and the faithful? The servants that He would say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." That's what we want. That's all that really matters in this life. To make sure that we are identified by God as the good and the faithful servant. Make sure that we're right with God in that judgment. But Jesus gave us our identification. Jesus gave us a creed by which He wanted us to be identified. When Jesus was talking to His disciples, right before He was taken, He told them that He wouldn't be with them much longer. He'd already told the Jews that He wouldn't be with them much longer and that He would be gone and they couldn't find Him. Now He's trying to prepare His disciples for that, and He's telling them how that I won't be with you a little while longer and I won't be with you. And where I go, you can't go. But then He goes on and He's going to give them the creed. Give them identifying marks that He wants them to have so that people would know they're His disciples. And we know what this creed is. We know how He gave them this identifying marks. But do we have it? Do we have this? This is in John chapter 13. Is one place we could look at it, where I'm talking about where He was preparing His disciples and telling them how that I want my disciples to be identified this way. John chapter 13, looking at verse 34 and 35. Verse 34, He says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye may also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." This is how Jesus wants His disciples to be known. He wants Christians to live in such a way that when people think of loving one another, they think of Christians. And when they see somebody who is loving to one another and kind to one another, they know that's a disciple of Christ. That's what Jesus wants. That's what Jesus wants for us. And He says that you love one another as I have loved you, that you may also love one another. Jesus taught us how to love. He was a teacher of love. He came here out of love to save us. He gave of Himself out of love for us. He was obedient to God and had love for us. And He wants us as Christians to have this identifying mark. This identifies us with Him. For He lived a life of love, loving one another. And He calls us to love one another. We all want God's love on us. We want God to love us. And God loves us and then calls us to love one another. He calls us to love one another and to walk as Christ walked. He set the example for us. We should walk as He walked. We should love one another. We should live like He lived. Also, about identifying ourselves, we can read from 1 John chapter 2. He talks about how that we know Him. How that we can know that we know Christ. He says in 1 John chapter 2, looking at verse 3, we'll read from verse 3 to verse 7. He says, "And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keep not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him." This is how we know that we're in Him. He says, "He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning." Something that they should know, but He wanted to make sure they were reminded of it. And that's what we want to do this morning. These are things that we should know. We know that we should follow His example. We know that we should keep His commandments. But we need reminding of this. We need to stop and evaluate ourselves. Do we love one another? Is this how we're identified? As we were talking about the world identifying us, and ourselves identifying us, God identifying us, want to consider, do we identify ourselves as a loving person? Is this an identity that we have for ourselves? It's one we should have. Is this one that the world would identify us with? Would the world identify us as being a person of love person of caring for one another, for other people. Does God see us as a loving person? God knows. God knows our hearts, as we read before. He judges not on our outward appearance, but He judges in the heart. Do we have a heart of love? And only we can answer that question. And God knows. If we are to be a follower of Christ, we would have this identity, that we would keep His commandments, that we would love one another. And through this, we would have the love of God perfected in us, it says. Now, I want to also consider some thoughts about identity here. What does identity mean? The character of a person, as we've been talking about identity and identifiers as being things that are unique to that person, are characteristics of that person. When I was in school and studying math stuff, we also called things by identity there. You would have an identity element on an operation. And that just meant that element would refer it back to itself. It didn't change. The only point I want to bring from this is, as we think about these identifiers, these are properties that don't change. It's something that we have to really hold on to if it's going to be an identifier of us. Something that we not just put on for a while. Not something that we just say occasionally. But that love that we're talking about that should characterize a Christian has to be in our hearts. It has to be a part of us that doesn't change. To be our identifier, it's a property that doesn't change. But that's exactly what the devil wants to do to us. We have an enemy trying to take away those Christian properties, Christian identifiers. He's trying to change those Christian identifiers. He wants us to identify us as something else. He wants to come in there and identify us as something else over being a Christian. He'll come and tell us, you're better at something else. You're better at these other things than being a Christian. That's really how you should identify yourself. And this is what we want to do a lot of times. We want to take something that we're good at, and that's how we want to identify ourselves. You know, of course we do. It's part of our pride, part of our own self-esteem. We don't want to identify ourselves with something that we're not good at. We want to take something that we're good at and really hold to that and have that for our identity. We should hold to God for our identity. Instead of looking to make ourselves look good with our own pride, we should realize the importance of putting the glory on God. And humbling ourselves. Not to look for these things. But the devil would come and say, well, you're better at these other things. He wouldn't want us to tell people we're a Christian. He would want us to identify ourselves more as being a farmer, maybe. You're a better farmer than you are a Christian. You should identify yourself more as being a farmer. Don't talk about that Christ and all that God stuff. Don't think about those things so much. He would try to tell us, I'm not very good at that. You're good at being a farmer. Or maybe you're better at golf than being a Christian. Or maybe fishing. Or maybe it's research. Or being a student. Or even things that we know that God calls us to do, such as being a good parent. The devil would say to you, you're a better parent than you are a Christian. And try to convince us that we can be a good parent and not a Christian. Try to hold our identity for something else. For he wants us to identify ourselves somewhere else. Another thing that he wants is he doesn't want Christians to be known like God wants Christians to be known. He doesn't want us to be known for love. He wants to replace something else. He'll take something else, some other property, and try to make Christians focus in on that. Try to make the world identify Christians as something other than love. We see it all the time today as you look at the media and a lot of the press. Christians are not identified by love. There was a report some time back that they did looking at some of the different people who give money, and they said much to their surprise, it was church people that gave the most money, was the most charitable. And they wanted to act so surprised over that, over the finding, because that's not the way that the world sees us. That's not the way the devil wants the world to see us. He wants to see something else. He wants us to be known by our antis, by what we're against. He wants to tell the world the Christians are just wanting to tell you they're against you. The Christians just want to tell you what you can't do. That's how he would have us presented. And we have to be careful in this. We have to be very careful, for we have to stand up for what's right. We have to say when things are wrong. We have to tell people and hold them accountable to moral things. Don't let our morals be washed away. We have to hold on to those things, but we have to be careful that it doesn't become before our love. The more that we have to correct the wrongs of people, the more we must love those people. The more we have to make it clear that we're correcting through love. That it's love that motivates us to tell people when they're making mistakes. Sin is still wrong and we have to stand against it. But we have to make sure that's not how we get identified. It's just by what we're against. But be identified as Christ wants us identified, that we love one another. And then let that love motivate us to correct, to instruct, and to help people. And one of the best ways that we can do that is to take the stand first in our own life. If we're going to take a stand against sin, let's be sure that we take it firmly in our own life. Let's do that. And let's go out and love one another and strengthen them and help them to take the stand against wrong in their own life. Just like Jesus taught that we would have to remove the beam from our own eye before we could see clearly to remove the speck out of somebody else's eye. Christ wants us to be known by our love. And this is our sermon this morning, that to identify with Christ and to identify ourselves in Him, that we have to follow His example, follow His commandments, to be obedient to God like He was obedient to God, and to love our fellow man like He loved us, but like He loved men and mankind. What do you have this morning on your passport? What's on your identification card of your life? How does God identify you is the question that you want to make sure that you have right. As we think about these things in this way, we can think about it as being our passport leaving this life for eternity. Christ will be the only identifier that we will be concerned about on that passport. Make sure you have Christ on your passport. Make sure you're identified with Him this morning. We want to extend an invitation if you need to be baptized into Christ, to have His identification marks on you, or if you need prayers for those strength in making those identifications clear. We give you the opportunity this morning while we stand and sing this song.